On the right fella. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and a four to go. a treat from Jacksonville. This is his first time here. He's lived in Florida for 12 years. We'll make a cracker out of him sooner or later. He loves it. He's now singing full-time country, contemporary, whatever that means. He's an admirer of some of our specials here. I won't name any names. Let's see if we like Larry Mangum.
How y'all doing today? You didn't get wet a little earlier, I hope. We needed it. That's true. It was hot enough that a little water would feel good. Well, it was a great pleasure to be here today. I've been admiring what they've been doing over here for years. Don't know why I haven't been here sooner, except I'm usually somewhere else when it's going on, and I was able to work it out this time. And she mentioned that I've been in Florida about 12 years, and you couldn't drag me out with a big old truck now. So, and being from North Carolina, you know that's not a bad part of the world either. I want to do you a song that I wrote in 75 after leaving Florida and going to California. And if there's some Californians here, excuse the negative side of this song. But when I first got there, I was homesick for Southern hospitality, and I couldn't find any. It's called Southland. Well, I came to California looking for that rainbow everyone hopes to find in his time. It didn't take too long to know the West was not the right place for me. It's not a problem with the country. I never seen a finer looking place. Well, it's a problem with the people. You never seem to see a friendly face. So I'm going to the Southland, warm my feet in the clean white sand. I know I'll find some good old girls down there. California's a cold, dark place. The people have forgotten how to smile and say hello. It looks like that my rainbow is below that Mason-Dixon line. And my pot of gold is some good old friends of mine. Maybe it's just a memory created by my lonesome state of mind. It wouldn't take too long to find out if I could only get back home. Now this feeling's not a passing thing. It's grown into a constant heartfelt pain. And I'm tired of seeing cloudy skies that never seem to yield a drop of rain. So I'm going to the Southland. Even if it's for a one-night stand, I know I'll find some good old girls down there. California's a cold, dark place. The people have forgotten how to smile and say hello. It looks like that my rainbow is below that Mason-Dixon line. And my pot of gold is a good old friend of mine. Yeah, I sure do miss some good old friend of mine. Be heading back to Florida. Thank you. Southland, all right. If possible, to get a little more guitar on the monitor. I don't know if I have any, but that would be great. This one is called, I won't tell you the title. That would give away half the song, but should be called Bachelor's Lament or Bachelorette's Lament. Because if you know, when you're by yourself, lots of times you don't really go to the trouble to eat as properly as you would say if there was two of you, right? Especially if you're a man. I don't know, the women probably do a little better, but I imagine when they're by themselves, they don't put any effort into it. They love to cook when it's going to be appreciated and when there's enough people to take advantage of it. So I wrote this song after learning that I didn't know a whole lot about cooking and taking care of myself properly. Breakfast at McDonald's and lunch at Burger King. Swing by the Crystal for a snack. I never get a square meal, buddy. What a raw deal. Waiting for my baby to get back. The laundromat's a new scene. Never enough change. Publix is my favorite grocery store. I really don't mind shopping. The Kmart's really hopping. Waiting for my baby to get back. The queen-size bed alone really ain't that bad. Electric blanket helps to keep me warm. I'm learning how to sleep late into the afternoon. There's really nothing better to do. There's no one to tell me if my colors even match. I'm getting high a lot all by myself. I'll get back into grooming and maybe even swooning. Could be my baby just won't come back. So it's breakfast at McDonald's and lunch at Burger King, maybe even Sambo's for a meal. It's not all that delicious, but they will do the dishes. Could be my baby just won't come back. I'm tired of waiting. Could be my baby just ain't coming back. Thank you. You can learn something real quick like that. Now, this next song is something I hope you'll get involved in. It's a sing-along type of song. At the colleges I've been playing, just finished a five-week trip out west and had some real good times out there. And most of those people are so bored that when you ask them to sing along, they'll jump right into it. You say, well, we don't know the words to your songs. Well, as soon as you hear the first chorus, you'll probably be able to figure it out pretty close. And I encourage you to sing along. Growing up in North Carolina at 6 o'clock every night, you sit down there to eat dinner and watch the news, and if you said anything above a very low tone, my father would yell at you to be quiet. And I know there's some of you can relate to that. I didn't understand why he did that back then, but later as I grew up, I realized how important international politics were and that you needed to get involved with it. So last year, after Mr. Walter Cronkite retired from the evening news, I wrote this song for my father and for Mr. Cronkite. It just ain't the same without Walter. Well, my daddy is a fan of the 6 o'clock news. As a child, I could care less, I wasn't amused. But now I'm mature, I understand world affairs. I turn on the TV, but who cares? 'Cause it just ain't the same without Walter. I believe that they're making it up. Dan Rather is cute in his pinstripe suit, but it just ain't the same without Walter. Have you noticed that since his retirement, turmoil has spread around the globe? Without him to anchor this troubled old ship, we'd be lucky if the world don't explode, won't we? But it just ain't the same without Walter. I believe that they're making it up. Dan Rather is cute. Dan Rather is cute in his pinstripe suit. But it just ain't the same without Walter. The position came open. Barbara Walters applied. They said, thanks, but no thanks, dear. Your ratings have died. Well, they're shooting at presidents and gunning down popes. It's becoming so common, it seems like a soap. But if Cronkite's a man who is breaking the news, we'll survive international blues. 'Cause it just ain't the same without Walter.
I believe that they're making it up. Dan Rather's cute in his pinstripe suit, but it just ain't the same without Walter. That's the way it is this Sunday night. You have made your decision, I trust you were right. For 28 years we had dinner with him. It's like losing a trusted old friend. But when I'm all alone, I'll have Walter. It's videotape company. It's old news for sure, but it's times we've endured, and it's the only good thing on TV. Everybody sing, but it just ain't the same without Walter. I believe that they're making it up. Dan Rather's cute in his pinstripe suit, but it just ain't the same without Walter. Big finish. No, it just ain't the same without Walter.
Thank you. We have to do a live album here next year with that song or something. Been living in Jacksonville off and on for 12 years, and we often get called a South Georgia hick town over there, and we that live over there say fine, that's all right. Because everything between North Florida and North Carolina is not a dime's worth of difference if you stay there long enough to find out what's going on. Everybody's all right. Country folks and good people. But working in Jacksonville, I used to do about 200 nights a year. Fortunately, I've been able to get out of town a little more often than that. But I like to watch the night people out over there and work in the clubs and things. I love honky-tonks and love to be out among that kind of thing. This song, I was fortunate to do an album a couple years ago, and this was the title song from the album, a tune called Lonnie the Loser and Easy Mary. Don't hide the kids, it's not that racy, okay? After the peep show closed, he walked toward home alone. He'd never been much of a ladies' man, but it didn't seem to worry him none. He'd known the excitement of seeing a beautiful body in motion. For Lonnie the loser, the excitement of touching was only a heard-about notion. She sat at the bar all night, but nobody bought her a drink. And only the bartender heard her remark that she almost never stayed out this late. He'd watched her sit on that bar stool for the last 5 nights in a row. Everybody says Mary's easy, but nobody here seems to care if it's so. Be kind to the people of the night. Be kind to the people of the night. Well, it wasn't really all that late, so he stopped by the bar for a drink. He didn't really feel like being alone, and the bartender knew his first name. Maybe he'd find conversation, or at least he could hear all the news. He might even see some lady there to provide a new face for his dreams. Well, Mary watched Lonnie walk in. She could see he was a kindred soul. She asked him if it was raining, but that wasn't really what she wanted to know. They talked for over an hour about things no one else cared to hear. A thimble of water to a thirsty man is like an alcoholic drinking a beer. Be kind to the people of the night. Be kind to the people of the night. Well, after the barroom closed, they walked toward home alone. Mary felt good about having a friend. Lonnie thought he might be in love. They each went to their own apartment, both hoping that they'd meet again. Easy Mary lives in apartment 212. Lonnie lives apartment 210. Be kind, they're just people of the night. Be kind to the people of the night. Thank you. How are we doing on those other folks? So we have one more or two more of time for it.
Go ahead.
Two more then. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate what they're doing over here, too, because over the years, growing through rock and roll music and country and every kind of imaginable music, I finally realized that, you know, contemporary folk music and progressive country is about where I fit in. And you pretty much have to do what you write. So that's working out pretty good for me. And the political climate's coming around again so that the folk songs will be more and more meaningful, which means the fact that they've kept this going all these years just shows that they know what they're doing. Yeah. I was out in Tulsa a couple years ago at a college conference, and we had the good fortune of being entertained by the original Hank Williams Drifting Cowboy Band one night. And these folks, you know, they're in their 50s and 60s, and they drug these old amps out that looked like they were that old, too. And they wound up doing a real good job playing for a dance and learned how to do the Cotton Eye Joe and the Texas Two-Step. More importantly, a couple months later, I got to thinking about it, wrote this song for them called America's Dancing Again. It was Saturday night, and as fortune would have it, I wound up at my favorite dancing hall. I am no Fred Astaire, but I've been on a boogie when I'm primed right on smoking alcohol. And besides, that's a sure way of meeting a lady when you're tired of that honky-tonk jive. So pick you a step and grab you a partner. America is dancing again. I am no ladies' man, but certain kinds of women like long legs and a thin but wiry frame. So I stood at the bar and I struck me a profile till I heard them saying, "Cowboy, what's your name?" "Well, do you know the two-step or Cotton Eye Joe?" she asked me as the promenade began. I said, "Pick you a step, you found you a partner. America is dancing again." Here we go. Right hand across, circle four. Break and swing your partners and promenade home. That was 10 years ago on the night that we met. Seems like it was only yesterday. Well, it's Saturday night and the young'uns are in bed. Let's find out if we still know our old step. Making love is a sure way of pleasing a lady when she's tired of your honky-tonk jive. Well, I still love to dance and you're my favorite partner. America is dancing again. I said America is dancing again. Yeah, America is dancing again. Oh, America is dancing again.
Oh,
thank you. I imagine after a while there'll be a few campfires with dancing going on. We've already seen some things going up on the campgrounds. I knew when I sent these folks my record that there was at least one song on the album that was going to mean a lot to them. And it means a lot to me, but I got to mention this because one fellow that's been a very important part of this has inspired a lot of us, Mr. Gamble Rogers. He's coming up in a little bit, I believe, but I saw Gamble the first time about 10 years ago, and at the time I was an aerospace engineer and I was moonlighting in music, working for the government. And Gamble was so impressive as a singer-songwriter that I decided some years later to give it a whirl and been enjoying myself and my life a lot more ever since then. But this is a true story. Now, one night I went to see Gamble, and he came out there and opened the show and said, "Ain't it great to be alive and be in Florida?" I said, "Yeah, it is," and wrote it down on a little piece of paper and put it in my wallet. And the rest is history. Got this song out of it. Thank you.
it great to be alive and be in Florida. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you want to move down here, come but don't stay long, if you please. Give me that rhythm. I was born in Carolina and raised up on the farm. Living by the golden rule, can't do any harm. Mighty Blue Ridge Mountains just might be heaven's gate. When angels take vacation, it's in the Sunshine State. Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you wanna move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Up north they've got a problem with ice and snow and sleet. People down in Texas are dying from the heat. California's sinking, you better learn to swim. We found the solution and we are cashing in. Cause it's great to be alive, be in White Springs, Florida. And there ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you want to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Well, you've made the big decision, you're gonna move on down. Pack a wife, kids, and dogs, and point the car down south. Find that perfect neighborhood, you'll probably buy a home. Better be a big one, cause your friends are on the phone. Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you wanna move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Way down upon the Swanee River, come but don't stay long if you please. Thank y'all very much. I'll see you tonight. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. His first time. Well, we hope it won't be his last. And when he was talking about the singles and the bars, I want to tell you this, that I live in Gainesville and come up here when they can catch me. I work part-time for the program, and I've been associated with the festival for 30 years. I'm very proud of that. And by the way, I have on my Sunday dress, and I've worn it 30 years. And it's holding up pretty well. I'm a Baptist, born and bred, and very proud of it. And in our church, we have a perfectly wonderful singles club. They do great things. They do a lot of fun things, but they do a lot of work for the Lord. We have a college group. We have a senior adult group. Call it XYZ or the Saints, and I belong to the Saints. And we just already been to the World's Fair. I haven't because they didn't stay long enough. One day's not enough to see the fair, so maybe I'll get to see it a little later on. But I wanted to tell you about that singles club because I think it's so important. And if some of you are lonely and alone and lorn, join one of those groups. It'll sustain you. It'll enrich you. You wonder why you haven't done it sooner. I always have lots of announcements to make. Don't forget the trash.
Gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air.
Take it.
Gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell done ring when I bid this world goodbye. If you are ashamed of me, you ought not to be, and you better have a care. If too much fault you find, you will sure be left behind when I'm sailing through the air. Well, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell doesn't ring when I bid this world goodbye.
Only got one more chance. Me too.
Well, I can hardly wait. I know I won't be late. I'll spend my time in prayer. And when that ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Now cut loose. Well, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell doesn't ring when I bid this world goodbye.
One more time.
Well, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell doesn't ring when I bid this world goodbye. When I bid this world
goodbye. Got one more song to do here. End with a song about my favorite place. Started off with a favorite song of mine. End with a song about my favorite place. Michelle and I get together every folk festival to practice for the folk festival. Because she lives over in Micanopy, and I live over in St. Augustine. My two favorite places. But actually, I have to admit, St. Augustine is my favorite place. It's my home. Been a long time and will be for a long time. And this song is for St. Augustine.
Sipping no bourbon, looking over the bay. What the water might have to say. I'm praying it'll rain just another day, 'cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Forget what it's like to freeze at last. Have another drink and let that old lamb track pass. And stay in a dream that's not so fast. Stay with St. Augustine in heaven at last. Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Molly and the rabbit going down to St. Croix, just can get a tan and a little baby boy. But we'll stay home and have our own, a little woman taken from both of our bones. It's got to be the best thing to happen to me, have a little woman shining by the deep blue sea. So Mama's singing, Papa's singing about that dream, swinging palm trees, St. Augustine. Oh, Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Wondering what the water might have to say. I'm praying it.
another day, 'cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Oh Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far, so pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
Really good to be back.
Hey, darling. I'm glad to see you. Good to see you, darling. Weren't they great? So many of these people have so many talents, and Joe Mark is a case in point. I'm not so well up on Michelle. I will get up on her. If she lives in Micanopy, I'll bet she's an artist too. He's an artist, a commercial artist, and a very, very fine one. So if you need any special work done, consult him. Forgot to tell you. They told us Friday that the boat wouldn't run today. Well, it is running. So if you want to take a little short ride on the Swanee, it would be fun. And it doesn't cost much. And we are especially thankful to the Division of Recreation and Parks for all their tireless efforts and energy under Park Superintendent Dick Miller for the coordination of the grounds and the festival. They're keeping our restrooms so nice. They're keeping the trash picked up, so don't throw down any. Well, you're just in appreciation. There are trash cans, trash bags all around. We could not run the festival as smoothly without the help of these people. Let's give them a great big hand.